Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whenever you're listening and wherever you're listening. My name is Thanuta, and welcome back to another episode of the Students Era Podcast. Now, today I'm joined by another student at Middlesex University, Dubai, who has decided to take a little bit more of an entertaining attempt at a career path. Her name is Arian, and she is a third-year film student. So, Arian, thank you so much for coming on.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So, how are you doing?
I'm good. I've been catching up on sleep.
Being this your final year, you must be really happy to finally sleep again.
Yeah, but I do miss working a lot for production.
That's fair. Yeah. So why don't you just give us a quick rundown, about yourself.
So hi, I'm Arian. I am 22 years old. I just finished my third year studies in Middlesex University as I was taking film, BA film, and. Yeah, I never really wanted to do film, but I wanted to in the end because I had no choice. I'm so sorry. Is that bad?
No. It's all good. Don't worry. Don't worry about it. Keep going. I'm making that face because I'm in shock. I'm definitely gonna ask a question after this.
I never wanted to do film, but then I thought, I like acting. Maybe film was the closest one. So when I got there, I was like, oh no, what am I thinking?
Did I drag myself into?
Yeah. And so by the end of third year, I really love producing, production design, and yeah, it's been a roller coaster.
All right. Yeah. So first question I'm going to ask is, what were you going to do apart from film then?
Yeah. Okay, so I wanted to take performing arts, but my parents didn't want me to be away from Dubai. And so I thought film was maybe the closest one to what I wanted.
So what, you were thinking UCB, like University of California, Berkeley?
I was thinking of going for NYU, since they had theater arts there, yeah. But then it was all the way in Abu Dhabi.
That travel time's going to be fun.
Yeah, so just even away from the country or away from the city, my parents wanted me to be in Dubai, and so I thought, okay, might as well take them. I really hated it, but the first time I went into the room, they asked me why I took film, and I was just sitting there not knowing anything about film. But here I am.
Welcome to modern problems, everybody. Welcome to modern problems. Yeah. All right, so obviously from that first statement, it's pretty clear that you did not expect how the film was going to go and how you assumed it was going to be part of acting. So I want to ask, what were your expectations going into studying film, and what was the reality of it?
My expectations were, I thought it was gonna be really fun, and I thought it was just gonna be relaxing, you know, everyone just working together, teamwork, let's go. But then when I got there, everything was so stressful in my first year because I didn't know anything. Yeah, but my professors and my classmates were supportive because even some of them didn't know anything. So we were all on the same boat.
It was all like, we thought it's going to be like acting. Never mind.
It's not.
Never mind. Yeah. All right. Fair enough. So obviously a complete U-turn from what your expectations turned into reality was. But one thing I want to ask you was that obviously you just recently did complete your final year, so congrats on that.
Thank you.
But if that is the case, if I'm not mistaken, you started during COVID time, right? COVID pandemic?
I started 2018, 2019, actually. I took a gap year.
Ah, okay.
Yes. So our seniors right now, they were my classmates. But then after first year, COVID hit.
And he took the gap year for that. Oh, so you kind of skipped. You were smart. Yeah. You played a smart card.
Yes, because that time everything was online and we had no access to equipment. So I thought I might as well just work.
Fair enough. All right. So, but you still probably had to go through some form of it, because if I'm not mistaken, if you took your gap, you completed your second year in 2021, 2022, right?
Yes.
So. Yes. Obviously, media or film in general requires a lot of in-person activity.
Yes.
So what was the experience being a film student and working in such an environment?
For me, it was hard to adjust because I took a gap year. And so I had to refresh my mind and my heart, like, oh my gosh, I need to get back in my zone. And seeing everyone else. At first, we were just doing things because we had to do them for the grades, and there was not much passion. But by the end of second year, Wait, sorry, what was your question again?
No, it's all right. I was asking, what was the experience like studying film under all of the, under that completely different circumstance?
If I were to, like during COVID or?
I mean, technically in a way your second year was semi-COVID, so Because I still remember like during then, like a lot of the film students, like you guys still shot a bunch of stuff around campus, but when you guys were, when your professors told you, distance yourself, y'all distanced yourself.
There were actually a lot of limitations. For example, when it comes to searching for locations, they had certain protocols that we had to follow, and then a certain amount of people who were, who could access the place. So it was kind of hard. Yeah.
It definitely sounds like it. I'm pretty sure like different locations had different different restrictions as well.
As well as budget that time, because since COVID just hit, and so we were all still quite recovering.
I'm still recovering.
Actually.
So talking about being a film student as well, when I like to think that when most people see film or cinematography from like, just like if you're a person sitting in the cinema, a lot of people would see that stuff and think, oh, like, the, not the right term, but the less mindful ones, I like to say, no offense to anyone, guys. When they see cinematography, when we all watch this stuff, we all think, oh, there's probably like 3 or 4 cameras around. You find all the locations and you kind of shoot all in one shot, right? And then I think it was from a couple of months ago when I started going for media events, listen to talks about cinematography, I realized like, okay, this is a lot more of a challenge than expected. So in your opinion, how would you describe like the work of cinematography in a difficulty aspect of it?
Cinematography, the thing is, if we think about creativity and something that's by the book, creativity is something that you can't really learn from a book. It's something that just comes from within yourself, within your surroundings. And so when it comes to cinematography, for DOPs, they have to really explore what they want. How do they establish their visuals and put it onto screen and make which would support the story?
Yeah.
So that's, I'm not a cinematographer.
I get it.
I mean, cameras are too heavy for me. But it's fun. But yeah. Cinematographers have it quite hard, but at the same time, it's something that's very, something that's treasuring and rewarding in the end, you know?
All right. So while you were studying film, just remind me, like, what did you specialize in while you were studying?
So by second year, we all had to rotate around roles. So I was assigned as a director, which I really didn't like. And so I thought, I'm going to be a producer.
So what's the difference between, like, let's say, for example, I'm still a bit confused on it as well. So what would you say the difference is between, like, a director and a producer in any such circumstances?
When I first came to university, I didn't know too. But a director, so let's say you as a director, you want something. This is your visual. Let's say you want a room that's colorful and pink and happy.
Sounds like you're describing the Barbie film.
Let's say that.
Fair enough.
So the producer's job is to provide those pink and happy things for the director and the location. So the director's, his work is all about creativity. And for producers, our work is to provide the things that will support that creativity.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that
logistics and location.
From the sound of it, it sounds like
a lot harder
role. Yeah.
Because it's kind of like you're kind of on your feet 24/7.
Yes. We don't sleep at all.
I heard you guys used to sleep in the film lab at some point.
Yes, we don't even know when it's night or day. Yeah, that's crazy.
No,
I'm very grateful I'm not a film student.
Yeah, but it's a nice thing because everyone's just around and we're like, oh, damn. Oh, no swearing. Oopsies.
That's fine, don't worry.
Yes.
Okay.
All students here, man. Hey, let's be realistic.
Okay.
Everyone probably chill with it.
But yeah, everyone is in one room. We're all stressed, but at least we're all stressed together, you know? And we're all passionately stressed.
Life of a uni student. Get ready to join in the first year. So another thing I wanted to talk to you about in terms of being a film student is obviously you brought up the aspect of creativity. So I'm pretty sure that with every possible title or role that comes in, being part of a team to create, to create something like as spectacular as a short film, if it's a major film or whatever it is, creativity is something that people will definitely argue about because it's very subjective. You know, definitely one person's idea of creativity might be something very serious, very dramatic. Another person's form of seriousness would involve jumping and riding a bike through an office. So I want to ask you, how do people that study film or people that are trying to learn film manage the differences in creativity? What have you learned in that entire aspect?
I really think that creativity is something that you find within yourself and your surroundings, your environment. So creativity is, I really feel like creativity is something that's been recycled every time. It's like an adaptation of everything that's around us. It's like an inspiration of everything that's around us. So we can say that maybe creativity may not be original, but it is an inspiration from basically everything.
Okay, I just want to
So another thing I wanted to ask or talk to you about in terms of being a film student is the study part and the academic part. Now, with most other uni degrees, like for example being a business student or if there's a law student, most of our work is either, you know, you go to class, you write a report, you sometimes have an exam, but obviously,
We don't have exams.
That's one thing I found out about our uni doing that.
Yeah.
But the other thing is also that whenever I see like film students, they're always running around either, whether it's with a bunch of equipment, whether it's with like PCs, cameras. So I want to ask you, like, what is it like? How do you study film? Like, what is the process of it?
That's crazy because I don't think I've ever held a book in film. Maybe just once in first year, and it was for an essay, but honestly it was all, the beauty about film is everything is mostly practical, so we learn through doing stuff and not by the book, like exactly what the book says, or oh, the book says you have to be this or that, but then for us it's just like, it's like a voice, we have a voice, and then we just want to make it louder, and so that's how we learn. How do we use our voices into creating films?
And how does it work when it comes to working with different people? Because obviously, in my opinion right now, even though film is probably like one of the biggest things in everyone's life, I'm pretty sure 90% of the world population has seen at least two films in their lifetime, whether it's a short or a long film. But then whenever I go to like other universities or even at Middlesex, it's not as big the number of students that study it compared to like, I don't know, something like graphic design or business. So when it comes to working with people, are you guys limited with who you can work with? Do people have to take up multiple roles? How does it work when it comes to those different personalities?
The thing is, in first year, we're all in it depends, honestly, because in first year, we're all rotating roles, but by the time when third year comes, we can all work together. So for example, there could be one production, and in the crew, we'd be 12 people, 15 people, but in first year, we're all in groups of fours or fives.
Just depends as you move on.
But working with people, honestly, really hard. But at the same time, it's fun.
All right. So obviously, that's another thing I want to ask about working with people. Because if there's one thing film definitely is, it's a very diverse topic, very diverse thing to study. And living in the UAE as well, probably one of the most diverse countries in the world, you're going to meet a lot of people from a lot of different cultures, a lot of different backgrounds. So how do you guys manage all those different cultures and personalities and backgrounds? Because let's be realistic, it's not like it's sometimes one script, definitely like 20 of you guys might agree with, but there's going to be like four or five people that are like, nah, this is not our type of thing. So how do you guys manage that sort of stuff as a team?
I guess it's also about acceptance, you know, like if you're in a group and you're with people because you care about their talent, you value their talent, you see something in them, and that's something you should also value. And once you see that, it's like all the boundaries, all the walls just go down. And it's all about, once you all have this mindset that you've created, that, hey, we all have to work this together, because
in the end, we all want the same result, which is to make a good film.
So all right.
That's about it, yeah.
All right, so now I want to touch about probably the, well, with in the case of Middlesex's film team, it's probably their biggest film event of the year. So something that a lot of, at least in our university that we did, was you guys had a premiere event at Roxy Cinemas.
Yes.
So I think y'all showed like 7 films. You were part of 2, by the way,
yes.
So congrats on that.
Thank you.
What was it like as a film student being able to see your production on the big screen?
It was very emotional because it's like, it's the fruit of your labor all in that screen. It's just, imagine all those months, like 9 months of working, and suddenly, wow, it's up here. Finally, we did it. So it was very emotional.
So how does it, like, in terms of the entire production, right? So obviously, like you said just now, 9 months to create a film. In the build-up to the piece de la resistance, mm-hmm. the big grand finale, for you guys as a team, what is probably one of the most important steps you guys had to take to ensure that in this, for that day, for that grand finale, when everything's revealed, there can be the smoothest move or the smoothest transition? Because I've worked in teams, not in film, let me get that clear. I've worked in teams where we've had projects where there's like an event coming up, mm-hmm. and there's always that one small detail that needs to be perfected or made sure that everyone follows, mm-hmm. just to maintain consistency. So as a film student, for film, what would you believe was your major point for your team for consistency?
In production? Or?
In production. And let's say from production first.
Okay. When it comes to consistency,
hmm.
working as a team. Well, I think it's all about hard work, and that's the thing with us film students. I think it's also been an unhealthy lifestyle. Even though our professors tell us, go sleep, but then we're like, no, sir, we have to finish this. And sometimes they'd even stay up with us just to finish our work. So it's all about dedication. And everyone working and communicating together, saying, okay, we have to finish this by this time. Okay, guys, we got this.
So Did y'all have it?
Yeah, so what would happen is that if I'd be sleeping, I'm done with my editing for sound. And so if I'm done taking a nap, so it's my director's time to go work on the project, and then we'll just keep rotating. Everyone's just like helping and working out together, even though it's not their role maybe, but then they'll be there to help as motivation, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah.
Fair. So talking from that, before I continue, I want to ask you also one more thing about the production process. Mm-hmm. So obviously, if there's one thing I'm pretty sure I know about film, is that you guys probably take like what? A bunch of retakes until y'all nail it,
yes.
right? And I have an almost guarantee, knowing you, I'm pretty sure that I can bet money that you guys probably had a lot of different, bloopers.
Yes, we did.
So what was that? So when people think about when they make a mistake with a take, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of them take it in a bad way, like, oh, we should have nailed the first time, or others just keep trying and trying. But what do you try to gain or learn from a take that is not what you guys were expecting? What do you try to learn from that?
So right after production, we always do dailies. So we look at all the footage and then see if it's good or not. So while we're filming, we're like, oh, we noticed something on the camera. Okay, we gotta take it again. So that's all on the director or the DOP's call. So they decide, but the DOP as a director of photography or the cinematographer.
Yeah.
So they decide whether they want a retake or not. And as a producer, time is our enemy, our biggest enemy. And so sometimes we have to hurry them, but at the same time, you also have to give your director and DOP the creative freedom in achieving what they want. Yeah.
Sounds like I'll be very frank. It definitely sounds like a fun thing to work on.
Yeah, but also stressful, but fun.
It does sound like it, because obviously the main thing that you keep coming back to is sleep. Oh, that's...
Well, I forgot that word.
You forgot that word, man. I wish I want to sleep like 12 hours. I would like to sleep 12 hours a day. So One thing I wanted to say, like you said yourself, the lifestyle that accompanies it is can be very stressful, very difficult. So obviously now that you've graduated, what would you like to prospective film students, what would you tell them that a major skill they should learn before entering studying something in film? Not necessarily like a skill like, oh, make sure you know how to do editing, right? But like a personal life skill they should totally try to master before entering this field.
A very important thing, one is passion, and two is dedication. Because being passionate about your work would be very evident in your films. So once you're passionate about your work, you wouldn't really care about being tired. You just keep going and going and going.
It's kind of like an adrenaline rush.
Yes, it is. And you can't stop until you've achieved your goal. So passion is very important, and dedication, because you have to be very committed in what you do. So once you're committed and dedicated with things that you're doing, then everything will just flow well. So
everything
imagine
slots in then. All right. And just before I move on to the final section of this of our episode, one thing I do realize is like the two of the words that you keep bringing up every time we've been talking is passionate education.
Yes.
And considering that, I think I can confidently say that being a film student is possibly, you need to have the passion, otherwise it's not going to work out.
Yes.
So, I wanted to ask is, when it comes to passion and dedication, what is the core importance of just those two things for film? Whether it comes to creativity, whether it comes to being a producer, whether it comes to anything revolving that subject, why is passion and dedication possibly the two most important things above everything else?
Regardless of film?
No, for film specifically. But no, the reason I say that is because, obviously for anything you study, right, or anything you want to do, you got to be passionate and dedicated for it, right?
Yeah.
But then, when you look at a subject like, let's say, I'm going to say business.
Yeah.
Like, let's be realistic. You don't really need to be passionate about business directly. Like, a lot of the stuff that you write for an exam or report, you can just find it off the book.
Yes.
But then you said it yourself. Film is not something that you can find a book for. It's not something that you can just learn overnight. It's something that you are passionate and dedicated to work. So that's why I want to ask you, since you've completed it, how would you define passion and dedication being two of the core pillars of cinematography and film?
I think regardless of cinematography, but all aspects in film, passion and dedication is because you can just do things. For example, you were a crew member of a production. You can just be doing things that everyone is telling you to do. But at the same time, if you don't have that passion and dedication, it's like just doing stuff for the sake of doing it and not putting all, because film is art, and doing art without any of these is quite maybe useless, because you're just doing it for the sake of doing it and not because you have the heart to do it. Because in film, you need the heart in order to tell stories, and this is our job to tell stories for the people around us, whether it's horror, comedy, romance, whatever it is, it's really important in order to tell good stories.
All right.
Yeah.
So having checked my clock, we are just running short of time for this episode. But before we close, I do have one final question for you. Now that everything's done, I'm pretty sure that you probably have a lot of TV and cinema to catch up on over the last, even though being a film student. So I want to ask, right now, I'm pretty sure you still know a couple of the upcoming films and TV shows that's about to be released soon. So what are you most excited for?
I think, I don't know if it's expected or not, but I'm really excited for Barbie.
Fair enough. You can't beat a Margot Robbie, Ryan Gosling combo. I mean, I'm waiting for Oppenheimer, but you know how they're releasing on the same day?
Oh, for real?
That's what it's announced to. I'm totally intending on watching both of those on the same day.
Let's go.
I already have a friend that's going to be that one guy that finishes Oppenheimer wearing a full, looking like he's just seen the greatest drama of all time walking into Barbie.
Once we go wear pink, yes.
I'll definitely be wearing pink going to watch Oppenheimer.
Fit.
All right. So that being said, Arian, thank you so much for coming on. I hope you enjoyed. Make sure you guys check out Arian's Instagram page. We're definitely going to tag her. And just before it goes again, congrats once again on graduation.
Thank
you guys so much for listening, and we will see you guys on the next episode of the Students Era Podcast. Thank you and have a great day ahead.
Thank you.